I'm Marco Werman. Ahead, three nights of riots have set Belfast on edge, especially because there's a new generation of street fighters.
I personally intervened and pulled stones out of the hands of children, including a little boy who was just 9 years of age.
Also, an Islamic calligraphy class. I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Community leaders in Northern Ireland today are trying to figure out why violence has returned to the streets of Belfast. There have been riots for the past three nights. 82 police officers have been wounded. Some are blaming Northern Ireland's so-called marching season. That's when Protestant groups who favor continued British rule parade through Catholic neighborhoods. But there's something else going on. Many of the rioters are young, very young. Father Gary Donegan is a parish priest at the Holy Cross Church in the Ardoyne district of Belfast. Father Donegan, first of all, describe for our listeners in the U.S., if you would please, what's been going on in Belfast for the last few days?
Well, basically, we have these marches organized by the Orange Order, which is traditionally a Protestant group which celebrates the Battle of the Boyne. And in many areas, it goes by without any contention or any worry or any angst. Whereas where I live is one of the most contentious interface areas, which is literally separated by large fences and barbed wire from the two communities. And the area that I'm based in is Catholic, Nationalist and Republican. And in a sense, is the people don't want these marches because the marches, which may take all of 5 or 10 minutes to march through the particular area, once that march has gone through, then we're left with rioting that may last 2 to 3 days with lots of destruction. I've been around now for 101 hours, of which I've got 10 hours sleep.
Right.
In the midst of all this, you know.
Well, indeed, you were out last night where the violence was taking place, and I understand you saw many young kids participating. What were they doing exactly?
I saw children taking stones. I saw them wheeling a wheelbarrow full of bricks right up the center of a road, smashing the bricks, and then the older and then some of the very small children lifting some of these stones and firing them in direction of police vehicles, armored vehicles. The stones bouncing off these inanimate objects, but the kids cheering, you know, every time there was a direct hit. And in fact, I personally intervened and pulled stones out of the hands of children, including a little boy who was just 9 years of age.
Have you ever seen, during the marching season, have you ever seen crowds of kids like this before?
I've seen bigger crowds in the sense and more aggressive crowds, but I've never seen the number of children. There seems to be something now that developed in the last couple of years, and that is social networking. And these young people are taking photographs with mobile phones of them rioting, and then they're posting it on the internet. And then the next thing, they're inviting each other, and they're traveling great distances. Because at one stage last night, you know, I looked and I saw girls there that I'd never seen before. And some of them looked like as if they were coming off a New York catwalk. They had lovely high heel shoes, and they were dressed as if they were going to go clubbing. You know, you could have opened a section of Disneyland and a section called Recreational Rioting and called the theme park Ardoyne. It really was ludicrous.
So where do you think 8- and 9-year-old kids going out and taking part in these demonstrations and ensuing violence come from? Did they come to these riots with their parents?
No. In fact, in some cases, you know, having contacted parents and personally intervened and said, "Do you realize your child is up here?" I said, "Oh, sorry, Father, I didn't know. I'm on my way up now." But in some cases, you know, I witnessed one man which really made me despair. When a group of young people broke through the line that we were trying to hold, went racing up and let a volley of bottles and stones towards the line of the police vehicles, this man ran up with a child that couldn't have been more than 4 years of age and started roaring, "Get into them."
Oh, gosh.
And I thought to myself, you know, you really are a wonderful example as a parent.
What do you think is the solution for this kind of new wrinkle in these riots?
I think the first thing has to be addressed is the contentious march that takes place on the evening of the 12th of July. There has to be some sort of compromise reached. There has to be, you know, no longer drawing lines in the sand. We have to look to the future and say, you know, if we're going to give these young people a future, then we've got to show better example as adults. Let's actually turn around and say, we all need to compromise on this. Let's have a morning march that may come and fulfill the fact that these people want to walk through this area and let's not have evening marches that are going to facilitate and draw like a magnet this kind of violence. We're talking at the moment in a time of economic depression and recovery. The cost of policing here would have actually either built a school or it would have built a hospital.
Father Gary Donegan in Belfast, Northern Ireland, thank you very much.
Okay, God bless.